What does it mean to be like somebody? Is it simply a matter of knowing a lot about them? If I could tell you, for example, someone's birthday or their eye color and their favorite food, does that mean that I'm like them? Well, of course not. I can know a lot about somebody without being like them at all. Being like someone means that I think like them, I act like them, I speak like them, so that someone else can look at me and say, "You're just like them." But how often do we forget this, Christians, when it comes to God? It is so easy for us to confuse knowing a lot about God with being like God, so that we might even think that we're serving God while our heart remains far from Him. The Pharisees in our gospel reading, for example, knew a lot about God. They very carefully read the Old Testament, and they added to the Old Testament a lot of rules designed to help them keep everything that God said, at least in their own minds. And they were always very careful to make sure that they followed all of those rules. They washed their hands before they ate. They tithed their herbs, even though they didn't have to. They fasted twice a week, even though the law didn't require it. And the goal behind all of these things that they did was to remain ceremonially pure, so that they would not become unclean. Because that's what the Old Testament wanted them to do, right? Stay away from certain foods, stay away from the dead, stay away from uncleanness, so that you would remain clean in the eyes of God, and therefore be able to come near Him. So the Pharisees were very careful to do all of this, and they thought that it meant that it made them like God. But the result of all of their rules and their rule-keeping was to exclude certain unclean people, not just temporarily, but permanently. Such people had to be kept away from them. They could have no contact whatsoever with the unclean. They couldn't even eat with them, lest they became unclean with them. And so the Pharisees would say, "Be gone, sinners, be gone, tax collectors, I am too holy for you, because I want to be like God. I want to do what He has told us to do. So stay away." But Christians, does that attitude sound anything like God? God who is merciful and patient. God who forgives sins and shows mercy even to a thousand generations. This is why Jesus quotes the words of the prophet Hosea in verse 13 when he says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Because what is sacrifice without mercy to God? What does God care about knowledge without love? How can we say that we are like God when we are hostile and unforgiving, rejecting others simply because they're not like us?" In such a case, Christians, we don't know the first thing about God. We're not like Him at all. Because what does Jesus do? Jesus finds Matthew, the tax collector, sitting at his booth. And Matthew is probably the best example of this kind of sinner, of this kind of unclean man. And for good reason. Tax collectors were seen as traitors and as thieves. The kind of man who would sell his own grandmother for a dollar. He was the very definition of the one you would least expect to follow after God, and therefore, probably not even worth your time. But Jesus does not pass him by. Jesus calls him to leave his booth behind and to follow him. And Jesus does the same for more than just Matthew. He calls a whole crowd of sinners and tax collectors. He calls on the unclean and the unholy to put away their sins. And he even eats with them. Because Jesus has not come to call the righteous, but sinners, and to show them mercy so that they would turn from their evil ways and live. Now, do be careful. Mercy does not mean that Jesus ignored their sin. Jesus was not saying that their sins did not matter. Rather, Jesus was calling them to turn from their sins, calling them to no longer walk in them. Mercy means that not even a tax collector is beyond hope, that even a man like Matthew could come back to God. And that kind of mercy changes them, transforms their hearts from within, so that they truly become like God, to the glory of his holy name. Pharisees, of course, didn't understand this, which is why they were so angry with Jesus. Why didn't he keep away from such people like they did? How is this, they thought, being anything like God? But even the Old Testament laws that the Pharisees claimed to be following were not designed to make Pharisees. The laws were designed to do two things. First of all, to make people more like God, to get them to think like him, to act like him, to see things in his way. Because if you had to stop and think about everything before you did it, and think about what God would have you do, that would leave you always thinking about the word. And in that way, you would become more and more like God, even in the simplest things of life. So that's one thing that they were designed to do. But the other thing, and just as important, the laws themselves were expressions of God's mercy. Because God, after all, is holy, and we are not. And God's holiness is so great, Christians, that we can't come into his presence. Our sin and our imperfection mean that we would be destroyed. We can't be near him even for a moment. And so the laws were designed to keep the unclean away so that they would not be destroyed. God doesn't want the sinner to die. God wants the sinner to turn from his evil way, to cleanse himself and live so that he could actually draw near to him. Stay away for now, the law said, so that you may repent, and you will be forgiven, so that you can come near to God once more. Because that's what God is like, Christians. Patient, forgiving, desiring that the sinner would live. And by keeping these laws, God's people would become more like him. And Christians, we are called to be like God too. And not just by knowing a lot of things about him. Because I could know a lot of things. I could know the Bible perfectly, inside and out. I could quote any verse without even looking at it. I could read the Bible in all of its original languages and know more about it than anyone else in all the history of the world. That would be a very great thing. But if that leads me into pride, if that leads me to despise my neighbor because they don't know as much as me, how can I say that I'm like God? Because in that way, I'm nothing like him. Yes, learning and education are good things. It would certainly be a great gift. But knowledge without mercy is nothing. And it's nothing like God. Or I could give away everything that I have. I could give away everything that I owned, even the very clothes on my back. Give a kind of charity the world has never seen. And it would be a very great thing indeed. But if I'm only doing it to be noticed, if I'm only doing it so that other people will say how good I am, and that even God himself will have to acknowledge that I did a good thing, then it's nothing. How can I say that I'm like God? It would be no gain whatsoever, because it is nothing like the Lord. So how then do we become like God, Christians? Through Jesus Christ, his Son. We become like God by confessing our sins to him, acknowledging that we are in fact not righteous, but sinners. And God has promised grace and every mercy to all who call on him in faith. Because that's who God is. And then, being forgiven, God will change our hearts. God will change us so that we will think like him, that we will act like him, that we will be like him in everything. And seeing that kind of mercy, Christians, that mercy that he has shown to us in Jesus Christ, will move us to imitate him. And even in those moments when we still struggle, even in those moments when we struggle to be like God, we know that we can still come back to him and be forgiven again and again and again. How can we not be moved by such wondrous mercy, such wondrous love? Therefore, let us be like him. Let us love one another. Let us forgive one another. Let us show mercy to one another and not regard as anyone as beneath us or not worth our time. Because God has done all of these things for us first through Jesus Christ, his Son. Let us pray. Father, who in mercy calls us to yourself, forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness so that we may be like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.